Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Agriculture is Michigan's second largest industry. Today is Ag Day at the Capitol here in Lansing. In theory, it is a day when politicians learn more about the importance of agriculture to the state and national economy so that they can make wise public policy. Agriculture is a commodity business, as is the mining industry. Unfortunately, many farmers, as well as precious metals investors, suffered great losses from last year's bankruptcy of MF Global Holdings, one of the nation's largest commodity brokers. It seems that MF Global used about $1.2 billion of customer funds, possibly illegally, to cover losses of the company suffered trading for its own account. The final reports are not in, and the full truth may never be revealed as just where the funds disappeared. Many farmers who are clients of MF Global use that firm to hedge their crop and livestock prices. By knowing what they would be paid when it was time to sell, farmers could feel safer in being assured of covering their costs of seed, feed, fertilizer, energy, and payroll. That way, they would avoid the risk of a market downturn. In many instances, farmers' accounts at MF Global were intended to be backup insurance to cover initial costs next year if the current year results were poor. In theory, the account balances of farmers and precious metals investors were insured against loss. MF Global was federally regulated by the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. It should not matter that Gary Gensler, the chairman of the CFTC, and John Corzine, the CEO of MF Global, worked directly with each other at Goldman Sachs when Corzine was the CEO at that company. The most recent assessments of the MF Global bankruptcy are that the customers who suffered losses will get virtually nothing. It appears that the company might get off the hook with an insignificant fine. It also looks like Corzine will not be prosecuted for MF Global's failure to comply with CFTC regulations and other laws. In other words, the inaction of the CFTC to enforce its regulations against MF Global likely contributed to that company's bankruptcy. The further inaction of the CFTC after the bankruptcy harmed the farmers, precious metals investors, and other customers of the company who theoretically were insured against company malfeasance. I'm not saying that the previous close working relationship between CFTC Chair Gensler and MF Global CEO Corzine contributed to the multiple failures to protect farmers, precious metals investors, and other customers of MF Global, but it can make one wonder who the CFT really works for. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.